The Coriolis Effect presents Ravenland Tales, a Forbidden Lands actual play podcast. So welcome. We've got the whole crew of the Coriolis Effect here. We've got, I'm Matthew. This is Dave. Say hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Tony.
Hello.
And Andy.
Hello.
And we are about to try our very first game of Forbidden Lands from character creation forward. Just before we started, though, Andy, you were asking a question about what comes with Forbidden Lands.
I was,
And three of us around this table have backed at ogre level. And Tony, what level did you back at?
About you, non-existent level.
Boom!
Boom!
You boom! So, we're expecting
because it's going to inform the sort of character that I'm going to be playing.
Yes, there's a new Muppet class just for you.
Yeah. I've got. See, we've got the rule book, so we'll just tell you. You roll the dice. You will tell you what you get.
Oh, fuck it. I'm lucky, Tony.
Okay.
But we haven't actually. We've got the PDF of the rule books, and Andy, you're asking what do we get in the physical sense, edition?
Yeah.
And we get a box set. It's a compact box, which is quite exciting in the Swedish style.
Indeed.
With relatively small hardback books in. There are two hardback books coming in that one, and they're the Game Master's Guide and the Player's Guide, the PDFs of which are what we're using for this adventure today. There's also a little pamphlet in there, which is about character generation, called Legends and Adventurers, and we're going to be using that for character creation in a moment. There's also somebody hammering next door, but never mind that. You guys can put up with that. He doesn't come in the box, though. But what does come in the box is a pack of cards and a set of dice, a couple of other hardbacks. And I don't know whether we're going to be getting them at the same time. I think.
Which ones are you thinking of?
So there are two other volumes we get. One is at ogre level. One is the Raven's Quest. I've just forgotten. But the campaign book, basically.
Yes.
And then there is another set, or another book, that we've just had delivered to us in PDF form, which is, I've forgotten the name of that as well, but that's got four extra adventures that were kickstarted.
Raven's Purge.
Yeah, and those four extra adventures were going to be in the Raven's Purge book, and then they thought, actually, no, they're long enough to make into a book of their own. We're getting those as well. I don't know whether they'll be coming in the same mailing as the first box, though. I think we might get the box, maybe with Raven's Purge, but I think we might wait a little bit for the extra adventures.
But we'll also get maps, dice, card deck as well, at our level.
At some point, when you've all created your characters, I'm going to say, where do you want to start? Because in the box, very few of the locations are fixed that you have your adventures in.
Yeah.
And the other thing you get in the box with the map are stickers.
You can make your own.
So that when you've had an adventure in a hex, you put the sticker on that hex, and that's where that thing is then for the rest of the campaign.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah. That is kind of cool.
Yeah. So should we crack on with...
rolling the character then.
Yep.
So there are two different coloured dice.
Yeah, because you're reading 66.
Yes, I'll be... So
it's D66 rolls for much shorter.
There's some D66s and some D66s in this one.
Okay.
No, the brownie are ready.
The first thing you do
is
are we going to let people, Dave, choose kin or roll them?
I think we should roll.
These aren't necessarily the characters we'll have for our whole campaign. No. This is a real experiment. So, will you then roll?
But I think if we're going to if you absolutely hate what you've got, then I think we should allow a re-roll occasionally.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we should just go ahead and roll.
So, to begin with, you roll D66, that is two coloured dice, and you tell me which is tens. Andy, what are you rolling? Let's go.
Okay, the brown is tens. That is 46.
46.
You're a goblin.
You are a goblin.
Excellent. That's typecast. 10.
All right, yellow first.
Yeah.
43.
43. You are a halfling.
Oh, typecast.
So is that so the kin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to start the character. And me, I rolled 66. No, 61.
61.
Oh, no, hang on. No, you that's 11, it. Actually.
You, 11. You are an Alderlander human.
How boring is that?
That's about as boring as you can get.
Oh, okay, I'm going to invoke my reroll.
Worst typecast, then.
65.
65, you are an elf.
Yeah, that's a bit boring as well.
Well, why don't you just choose what you're on, then?
I know, but that's kind of defeats the point of rolling, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you can just ignore it and roll again. Anyway. Also, roll the subject
of rolling. I won't re-roll it again.
Right then. So, what are you? An elf or
elf,
an elf?
I'm an elf.
Okay, cool. Let's go to the halfling first of all. Will you roll a d6, Tony?
I will. This is your childhood. We're rolling.
My childhood. Okay.
Three.
You were always skilled with your fingers and learned to master a craft early on. You expressed yourself through the objects you created, but they also made you long to see the works of the real masters. You have, and this is important, strength of 3, agility of 4, wits of 4, and empathy of 4.
Can these be adjusted?
One adjustment at the end. And
Because... I just think under the skills list, crafting, the relevant attribute is strength. And you just described me as being like a crafty type person, but actually giving me the lowest score.
Yeah, well, that you can adjust that at the end. But you also get those skills. Yes, melee of 1.
Melee of 1.
Crafting 3.
3, okay.
Lore 1.
Yep.
And insight 1.
Okay.
Moving on to the goblin.
Alright.
Roll a d6.
Yeah. 2. Oh,
2. God. You are a scrounger. You learned as a child that the ownership of objects is nothing but a fleeting thought. You have always had a talent for acquiring things that aren't yours. It's like they just appear.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a strength of 3.
Thieving little oik.
Agility of 5.
Right.
Wits of 3. And empathy 4. Your skills include stealth 2.
Right.
Scouting 2.
Right, yeah.
Insight 1.
Mm-hmm.
And manipulation 1.
Right, yeah.
Now let's check out the elf.
D6. Is there anyone on the character sheet to write down your childhood?
There's a note section.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay, my d6 roll is a 1.
A 1.
Tosser.
You are a loner. You never felt at home among your people, always keeping to yourself. You grew up in the shadow of your comrades. You saw things they didn't see and did things they never imagined.
Billy no mates, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have a strength of 4.
Yep.
Agility 3.
Okay.
Wits 5.
Yep.
And empathy 3.
And my skills?
Melee 1. Scouting 1. Insight 2. And survival 2.
Survival 2. Okay.
The next one we do is choose or roll on the table for profession. Are we rolling still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's roll.
Keep rolling.
Keep on rolling. So, this is a D66.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay, goblin.
This is profession.
The goblin, okay.
No, your professions are based, aren't based on your kin.
It's random, just totally random equally for all of us, isn't it?
Okay. Brown first, then. Here we go. 53.
53, you are a rider.
Rider.
You have a beast of some sort.
Uh-huh.
But you get a profession talent as well, so do you want to roll that whilst we're on?
And your profession talent for rider, so roll a d6.
Yeah, okay. 4.
You have taken the path of the night.
Scrounging, thieving, little knights. Excellent.
So that's that goes in profession, does it then?
That's your profession talent.
That's your profession. So your profession is rider, and your first talent is the path of the night.
So it goes down there, talents. So
under talents,
yeah.
All right.
There's a numbered one. Cool.
No, there isn't. A numbered one.
I thought the talents were numbered, aren't they?
No,
not on this catch. No. Maybe they were on the beta.
Yeah, maybe they were. Maybe they were.
Did you want to roll?
Yes.
Or shall I? Whilst you're looking up here. Shall I go then?
Go on, then, Dave.
There's no numbers against talents.
23.
23. You are a fighter.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit boring.
I'm all again.
And then that's all I can do. And six.
And six. You have the path of the enemy.
Path of the enemy.
We'll unpack these up. Talents in a bit. And
okay.
Tony.
Going yellow first. 43.
You are a peddler.
A peddler.
A merchant.
A merchant, exactly.
Well, that's boring.
Halfling. So we've got a goblin thieving little shit. We've got a halfling peddler and an elf fighter.
How much, very boring. How much more typecast can you be?
So if we're ever threatened by any enemies, we'll be going. Okay, elf, and you go, you sort those out, we'll just stand here and...
Yeah, scram something. I mean, Nixon.
That's where I go into battle to draw my sword and find you pickpocketed.
Yeah!
Roll a d6 and one.
Hang on, you may want this.
That's one for...
One. You have the path of gold.
Path of gold.
Oh, he's a merchant, isn't he?
So let's start off with you, Dave, in your formative event. Roll a d6.
Just find the right peg. D6, okay. Formative event is a 4.
Is a 4. You learned to ride and signed on as a knight with a lord. You fought in skirmishes, patrolled and guarded the country from enemies.
Receive a mount of my choice.
Yeah.
But not a war horse. Okay. So I get another melee of 1.
So you get one, increase your melee by 1, and give yourself animal handling 1. And you have the talent of horseback archer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Horseback archer. This does sound exceedingly kind of stereotypical elf thing.
Yeah.
My name's Lego, no, it's not.
Peddler, roll your d6.
1d6, yes. I get a 1.
You were part of an arduous trade caravan that travelled through the Forbidden Lands. The caravan encountered many dangers, and not everyone made it to the final destination. Maybe someone was left behind on the way. Okay. You receive a donkey.
A donkey.
Oh, love it.
Okay. Excellent.
This is where I roll a 1 now, isn't it?
Wait. You've got another table to do. Tony, you've got animal handling 1,
okay,
so that you can control your donkey.
That's important because, you know.
And manipulation of 1. And another talent, you get a talent of Wanderer.
Wanderer.
See, we can look them up in a minute.
Right, formative events as a rider. Roll your dice.
Right, okay. 1. Oh, here we go.
You get 1.
Yeah.
Okay, you were enlisted. You joined a company of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you joined of your own free will. Maybe you were conscripted. With your comrades, you braved many hardships, battles, long marches and harsh weather. In the end, something happened to make you leave the company. You receive studded leather armour and a large shield.
So I know what that was. That studded leather armour and a large shield was somebody else's. And you then had to leave.
So I don't get...
You didn't receive them.
Yeah, I took them.
They just appeared.
Oh, you don't need those. So I get a large shield then, yeah?
Yeah. And studded leather armour.
Do I get any talents or anything? Or
You do get another talent. Your talent, like Dave's, is horseback archer.
Mm. It says here as well that riders always start a game with a riding horse.
Donkey. So you don't get you don't get a riding horse in any of the options because all riders have got a horse.
Yeah.
So leather armor.
And your skills, melee goes up by one.
Right, yeah.
And marksmanship goes up by one.
That's interesting because as a horseback archer, I have no marksmanship. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
So this, if I'm right, this formative event is the one that sort of brings you to out of childhood, isn't it? It's like you are a young adult.
So now there's an option.
But you can choose to have more.
You can get older if you choose. So you are now young. You can choose whether you want to start the game young or whether you want to roll once more for formative events and become an adult. If you do want to roll once more for formative events and become an adult, you have to take one off one of your stats.
One of your physical attributes.
You have to take one off. Yeah. Oh, I'll play young.
You're going to stick with being young?
Yeah, it's excellent. Good to be young again now. Yeah.
Right then.
I'm not going to be young. I think I'm going to have another formative event.
I think I'm also going to have another formative event.
You're going to have another formative event too. Yes. Right, just to say, Andy, you can redistribute one attribute point of your choice.
So we have to reduce one attribute.
No, you can't.
No, but this is fine. Tony, you have to reduce one of those.
I have to reduce one of them to be. I can choose.
Yeah.
You can choose which one. You can redistribute one. So if you want to, take one off empathy and add it to strength or something.
Five is the maximum, isn't it?
It depends what your race and your profession might allow you to go up to six.
Okay.
Right, so I've got I'll keep my identity at five. So if I take one off empathy, put it on the strength.
I took one off
shit about empathy.
Well, animal handling is an empathy thing, so all I do is you have to beat your horse rather than treat it nicely.
Right, so Tony, what are you reducing?
Empathy.
You're reducing one off empathy.
Empathy.
You're reducing one off empathy. Right, well.
I don't want to lose any of strength. Or agility, and my wits is five, so I want to keep that.
Okay.
So,
So then, you guys roll again on the formative events table. Shall we go with the peddler first?
This is 1d6 or this?
1d6, yeah.
One. I get six.
You ran a shop. You chose to settle in a village and run a shop for a period of your life. You could live off it, but not very well. In the end, you realise that the quiet existence wasn't for you. You receive a scale, ink, a quill, and parchment.
A scale. So, scale, ink, quill,
and parchment.
You also get plus two to manipulation.
Plus two?
As a skill.
That guy is very annoying.
Mm-hmm. He'll stop eventually. And you get a sharp tongue as a talent.
Sharp tongue.
Right then, Dave.
Yeah,
roll your
d6. I get a two.
Two. You took part in a terrible battle and were badly injured. When dawn broke, your friends had been defeated to the last man and the enemy had left you to the ravens. Mm. You get a long sword.
Okay. Is there equipment missed? Long sword.
You get melee 2.
What's the maximum skill?
I'm not sure.
Because that takes me to 4.
I think you're fine there.
Yep.
I think 5 might be the maximum skill.
Yep. Okay.
And you get sword fighter as your talent.
I guess it seems appropriate for a fighter. And these are all at rank 1, aren't they?
Can I change my mind about which attribute I wanted to reduce?
Yes.
Just because I think it's quite a few of the skills I've got are empathy related, so I might reduce my wits and keep empathy as it was.
Right then, and then you two get the choice again. Do you want to start play as an adult, or do you want to have another formative event and begin play
That's not old? Good.
I'm assuming that I'd have to lose another point of an entry. I'll stick as I am then, as an adult, in that case.
There's nowhere to put down. Okay, so formative events. What was my first one?
So your first one was...
On horseback, wasn't it? That was it.
Yes.
And my second one was bloody battle.
And the second one was a bloody battle, yeah.
Well, I'm an elf, so I guess I ought to be old.
You're going to stay... Are you going to be old?
Am I?
Go on, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, okay, I'll be old.
Okay.
I'll decide what attribute I'm going to lower. Right, I should roll again then. My third and final formative event is a 6, that looks like.
Yeah. A 6.
It's good having
you commanded a squad of soldiers. Your comrades looked up to you and would die for you, but something happened. Maybe you were betrayed, maybe defeated in an ambush. Your comrades fell or fled, but you survived. You receive chainmail armour and a closed helmet.
So everyone else died and you survived.
You betrayed them. That's suspicious. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
You also get law 1 and manipulation 1.
Law 1, manipulation.
Never trust an elf. Dodgy PL.
And you get the cold-blooded talent.
That sounds fun.
Murdering the backstabbing elf.
It is worth pointing out there is a rule in this system that means that it's difficult to do coup de grace. You can break somebody, but if you want to kill them, you have to roll against your empathy.
All right. So
unless you have.
If you've killed them on a crit, no problem at all. But if you
if you want to be
cold-blooded, you've got to get the cold-blooded talent, basically.
Oh, an empathy, yes.
Well, I can't quite remember how the mechanics go. Maybe we'll have a chance to explore how that happens. So, that's you, old. Mm-hmm. You've taken two points off various stats.
I'm picking another one off empathy.
Yeah. Do you have any empathetic skills I need to worry about?
Magic,
maybe? Manipulation and animal handling.
Yes. You know that point where you sent everybody in to die so that you could run away. That's when your empathy went down.
Possibly, yeah. Well, I was thinking, the bloody battle one, where I'm the only survivor, I should swap that in terms of the chronology.
Yeah.
With commander. So actually, I was the commander and the only survivor of the bloody battle.
Yeah, that could work out. Right, so...
And I get what? Chainmail and a closed helmet.
Yeah. Tony, you can... distribute, or have you already redistributed one of your points off your attributes?
No, I took one off for being an adult.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
So as an adult, you can now take one off one and add it to another if you so choose.
Okay. Well, I think
no attribute can go to 0, I should say.
Take one off agility. Give it to strength.
And again,
Dave. Yeah, so I'm taking one off agility and adding one to strength. So
Dave, you can do that too, now that you're finished. And Tony, I think it might be an opportunity for you to roll to see how you met Dave.
Okay, this is a roll.
So D66 roll.
Okay, yellow first. 61.
61.
You're looting the battlefield.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
You and the other adventurers were hired to guard someone. Maybe it was a trade caravan, maybe the travelling child of a lord. During the mission, you overcame dangers and realised you worked well together. I think maybe actually you hired this old soldier to guard
the caravan. To guard a trade caravan, that's yeah. That works.
That sounds good.
Old knight, I'd have you know.
And will you roll?
I've heard that you're trustworthy and that you wouldn't let one happen in the first time. You're going to have to die.
No.
Oh, dear. Let's use this snazzy dice roller then. 26.
26. You were in trouble. Maybe you'd been captured by the Iron Guard. Maybe you'd been caught by slave traders. But fate had other plans, and you were dramatically saved by some other adventurers at the last
Not day. Dave. No!
Yeah, just as our trade caravan was passing.
And that's it. So only all three of you don't roll this. Mm-hmm. So one person never rolls in a group because they're always, you know,
they've always been
made a relationship.
Oh god, I'll use it.
Okay, cool. What else do we? Is that it then?
So you put this down the relationships at the back here, then yes.
You may say, yeah, I guess you could say that you were saved by.
I'll wait until we all worked out what our names are.
Okay.
So, where do I need to go to find out what our talents mean?
Right, so you need to go to your player's guide for the talents.
Here we go then. So, let's have a look. Who's got what then?
Path of the Night.
Do you want to go first then, Andy?
Yeah.
Hang on then, let's go. Let's find.
Well, while you're looking that up, there is an option, and this is marked optional.
Mm-hmm.
You can roll a D3 each for your pride, your dark secret, and your relationships with other adventurers, if you so choose.
Okay, and what does that...
So the relationship with the other adventurers, has that not really been just defined by the rules we've just done?
Not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, it's starting
it's
to...
how we met.
That's how you met, rather than particularly your relationship.
Well, I'm happy to roll, and I guess we can then, depending on what comes up, we can... possibly adjust it to fit.
Okay. So what we do need to do, though, is go to your profession in the player's handbook.
Okay.
And
shall we just talk about talents first, now I'm here?
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm on the right page. So, kin talent, the elf talent. Sorry, presumably we get to add these as well, don't we? So, the elf talent is inner peace. Elves have connection to the inner nature of their own, far beyond that of any other kin. Their immortality makes them less susceptible to the trials of the world compared to others. By spending a willpower point, you can enter a state of deep meditation. It lasts for a quarter of a day, during which you must remain undisturbed. When you emerge from the meditation, you have healed all damage to all attributes, as well as critical injuries. That's quite useful.
Cool.
So that's inner peace for me.
Mm-hmm. Your talent as a halfling is... hard to catch.
Small.
Hard to catch. Well, that sounds good.
And just looking for yours as a goblin. Hold on.
But yeah, hard to catch. Halflings are notoriously hard to get a grip on. You can easily evade even the most tenacious of pursuers. You can spend willpower points in combat to avoid being hit by physical attacks. Every willpower spent eliminates one damage, I guess that is, that the attacker rolls.
I can spend willpower to avoid
being hit physically.
Goblin, your talent is... I'm just trying to find Goblin. Is
sneaky.
Sneaky, well. So I've got Path of the Knights and I'm sneaky.
Yeah.
You're a sneaky knight.
I shall stereotype and go on here. I think they're sneaky goblins.
Goblins are often considered sneaky and untrustworthy by other kin, and many do their
just
best.
A bit racist.
Racist is bloody racist, really.
No, it's jingoistic, isn't it? Many do their best to live up to that infamy. When rolling for stealth, you can spend willpower points, which are automatically turned into extra successes. You may even roll first, and then spend willpower after you see how the roll goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the fighter talent. So my fighter talent is Path of the Enemy. Rank 1. You see through your opponent and anticipate his next move before it happens. Observe this talent is only applicable if you use the system for hidden combinations in close combat. Rank 1. If you spend a willpower point, when you and your opponent choose your hidden combinations, your opponent must choose his combinations first and then reveal his first or second card to you before you choose your combinations. Okay. I'm guessing we're not doing combinations in... the advanced combat this today because we don't have the cards and stuff, do we?
We don't have the cards, no. No, you're right. So we're going to do advanced. That's the easy way of sorting that one.
Yeah. So it's useless. Okay. Where are we then? So peddler. Path of gold.
Path of gold.
Surprisingly, you're a master at bargaining and have an unerring ability to sniff out gold and jewels. At rank 1, when you're about to buy an item, you can spend a willpower point to automatically negotiate the price down. The price is decreased by 1/5 for every willpower point you spend. You can spend up to 4. Okay, and you're a rider. What's your...
Path of the Knight.
Path of the Knight. You're a master at fighting mounted. All the effects of this talent require that you are mounted and you are in an open zone in combat. Rank 1, you spend willpower points to draw extra initiative cards during the initiative draw and choose the best card. Every willpower allows you to draw one extra card and you can choose the best one. So you can spend more willpower and choose to take loads. The cards you've discarded are shuffled back into the pack. Okay. So, we then come to general talents. Let's see. Cold-blooded. So, that's me. You're completely callous and can kill defenseless enemies without so much as a second's hesitation. Rank 1, you can perform a coup de grace without needing to roll the dice. Okay, rank 2, you do it, but then you don't suffer any damage to empathy.
We start at rank 1 in all our talents?
Yeah.
So actually, I'm guessing from the coup de grace rules, you either have to spend a willpower point or suffer one damage to empathy.
No, I think you roll a dice. I think you have to spend a willpower point and roll a dice, and if you fail your dice roll, you take damage. Or.
With my empathy of 1. I'm going to kill them, or I'm going to fall into a... Well, that was quite an interesting character thing, but actually I... This feels like another PTSD character to me. Okay. What else do we have? So
I've got Sharp Tongue and Wanderer of my 2.
Okay. What are yours, Andy?
Horseback Archer, but that's self-explanatory.
Horseback Fighter?
Archer. Same as yours, isn't it?
Okay. In my book, there is only Horseback Fighter.
Horseback, alright.
Maybe I'm on an old version.
Is it Archer?
Horseback Archer is one that you both have.
Again, I might be on an older version of the PDF, maybe. This is the most latest one. So I'm on page 76 now, and it's got Horseback Fighter.
Interesting.
Although it does say, hang on, you're trained in the art of fighting from the back of a mount. All of the effects below require you to be in an open zone. Rank 1, you can fire a short bow or sling from a mount. So it is. So rank 2, you get a +1 bonus to melee attacks from a mount. And rank 3, you can make a mounted charge with a mount.
Yeah. So rank 1 anyway is Horseback Archer.
In effect, it's the same. So yes, so it's Horseback Fighter rank 1, which makes you an archer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else did you have?
That was it. I've climbed the young brat.
Oh, yeah. So Tony, you had, sorry?
Sharp Tongue and Wanderer.
And I've got Sword Fighter. Sharp Tongue. You're a master at formulating scathing abuses that can unhinge even the most steadfast of enemies. Rank 1, when you manipulate someone and roll more successes than you need, you can inflict 1 point of damage to empathy on your opponent per success. So basically you upset people.
Excellent. Very useful.
And your other one, Tone, was?
Wanderer.
Okay, my next one was Sword Fighter. You're a practice of the sword. Funny that. Rank 1. You attack and parry rolls are modified by +1 when you fight with the sword. Okay, that's quite cool. I am quite a good sword fighter then. And you've got Wanderer. Wanderer, you can travel on foot through the wilderness for a long time without stopping for rest. Rank 1. Your endurance roll is modified by +1 when you force march. And that's the mechanic about travelling.
Yeah. Okay. Try and get some travelling in here as well.
So, but, you know, if I'm riding my mighty steed, then this only applies when on foot.
I'm not sure, actually. It does say when you travel on foot. Yeah. So we've got to kill your donkey then.
Well, if we get peckish.
Well,
And we're stuck out in the wilderness with no food.
How many rations of food are there in a donkey?
Quite a few.
Did you want a biscuit?
OGM. Yeah.
Thank you. Now you see. He's what? Not going to die.
Did you want a biscuit? I won't
even tell Tony that, of course, if I'm rolls a manipulation roll
Ponce-yo.
With that talent.
Do you want to fight?
On day.
No.
What were you going to tell me? What aren't you going to tell me?
You can manipulate Dave and break him at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my empathy's so shit. So yeah, maybe I should have taken that somewhere else. I might, if you don't mind, I'm going to change that around.
No, too late.
That is rubbish.
But why would I want to do that since we're friends and allies?
I think we're pausing, aren't we?
Because basically each profession has got some suggestion. You know, you can roll them randomly if you so desire. So who's the first one we're going to come across? I'm going to come across a rider. So roll a d3, which is to say half a d6.
Two.
Your pride is that on your horse you are faster than the wind.
Well, that's not
too bad. Is that the wind on a lightly breezy day?
No, he's faster than his own wind.
So elvish wit, is it?
Roll another one. Oh, should we do everybody's pride? No, let's do everybody. Let's go through. Mm-hmm. Your dark secret, Andy.
All right, okay.
Roll the second one.
One. Eight elves, yes.
You enjoy setting things on fire. Ostensibly in the name of the god Horn, but you like it too.
All right, okay. Pyromaniac goblin.
Pyromaniac thieving knighted goblin.
I'm not knighted, it's a probably, yeah, well.
A roll a third time.
What's the five? That's five or three, is it? Yeah.
Five is three.
What's this for?
So you think Tony shows you no respect?
Well, he's a halfling, of course he would.
And needs to be taught a lesson sooner or later.
Oh, do you? Is that right? Well, we'll see about that, young goblin me lad.
And
what's that under? What does that come under then?
I just think
that's
you're
one of your relationships.
I just think you're sneaky, thieving goblin git. That's all.
No, right.
Which I think is an accurate assessment of your character, isn't it?
Oh, we need to think about names as well.
Yeah.
We'll come to
that. Okay.
And just roll. And this time, since it's a choice of one or two, roll odds or evens.
That's one.
One.
Drawing for the critical injury section is a skull with a knife right the way through it. That was quite a critical injury.
You think Dave's character is has the soul of a slave and needs to be set free.
Hey?
His poor empathy. He's a slave to his emotions.
Is he? All right. Okay.
A slave to his desire to kill people in cold blood.
Okay, peddler.
Okay, so pride first. Yes.
Oh, hold on. Oh. While we're on this one, actually, Dave, you've got a riding horse, we know. Do we take all the gear, or do we... Give me a moment. Start the game with the silver and resource die according to your profession description, so not all the gear, I think. But you do get a horse.
Well, I get a mount, not a war horse. I was thinking, as an elf who's a loner, do I have some kind of beastly creature from that I've tamed?
Well, I was expecting them to have, like, riding wolves and stuff like that in the section. But all they've got are horses.
Really?
Say.
Oh. Yeah. So no wolves?
We can fudge a wolf if that's what you guys would like.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I think if I'm going to be stereotypical, I must have a wolf being a goblin.
Wolf, yeah.
Or wild, if you want me to be.
Anyway, so you've got a mount of some sort. You don't get any of the other stuff apart from what you were given,
all right,
okay. I think, in character generation. But you do get D6 silver.
Right.
So mark that down as D6. No, it's not. Oh, is it? No, actually, it is D6 silver.
So it's a D6. Yeah, it is D6. So you have a D6 die.
Not for silver. I think it's actual.
Is it?
Yeah. It's actual coins.
Okay.
So I roll D6 or...
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, One.
Well, it's not like you buy anything anyway.
No. What? God.
And you do get a D8, and this is the weird thing. So your resources are food, water, and arrows. Mm. And you get a D8 of food. So you write down D8. And basically, you every time you eat, you roll your D8. And if you get one or two, it goes down to a D6.
All right, okay.
And if you roll a one or two on your D6, it goes down to nothing. Water, D8. Mm. And arrows, D10.
All right, yeah.
And I guess you get a bow if you haven't been given one. You can't have an arrow, a set of arrows without a bow.
Do these.
Throw them in. Okay.
Okay, peddler then. Roll for your pride, Tony, a D6.
D6. It's a 3.
When you catch the scent of gold, nothing can stop your pursuit of it.
Is that his pride?
That's his pride.
So you can use your pride to get an extra die, can't you, in a roll?
Not just any extra.
An extra D12.
You get a D12 once per adventure.
Mm-hmm. But if you then fail that roll, you lose your pride and have to remove it, and then you lose it to the game after.
Yeah, you lose your pride.
Okay, sorry, what's the try that again? Because I was writing it down. What's the mechanic?
You
use your pride
once per adventure. You can, after you've rolled and failed, you can say, if it's appropriate in some way, you can say, I'll use my pride. Mm-hmm. You then roll a d12, which has got lots more chance of success, basically. But if you still fail, then you can't have that as your pride anymore. Okay. You have to run an adventure the next time without it, any pride at all,
because you're so shameful,
and then choose another pride.
Ashamed of failure, yeah. Yes, that's
which I love that mechanic.
Yeah.
Roll a d6 again for your dark secret.
3.
No, d3 or d6?
D3.
It's two.
You conned a Rust brother, and now they are bent on revenge.
A Rust brother.
Who are the Rust brothers?
One of the cults that roam the Forbidden Land.
How much are they offering? Sure, that's
my dog. It's a secret, so you don't know that.
It doesn't say it's a kept secret, does it? It's just a dark one.
Well, it's not much of a secret if everyone knows it. It's not really a secret, then, is it?
Disrespectful little halfling, I'll show it.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything else, like goblin.
No. And roll a d3 again.
For
your relationship with one of these two?
That's a 3.
3, and which one is that for?
Dave.
Dave is your ticket to fame and riches. Stay close.
In that I'm going to kill people that you want to take fame and riches off. My character's name is Ten Grail, by the way.
Okay. Ten Grail,
yeah.
And then roll D2, so odds or evens, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me a 1 or a 2.
Okay, I shall go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just makes that a 1.
Andy owes you silver, but doesn't seem to want to repay.
Do you have a name here?
No, not
Goblin?
Oh, this is going to work, isn't it?
I'm glad this is a one-shot, because we're not all coming out of this alive, are we?
Roll a d12.
Do you have a d12? Oh, I can rustle up some more dice.
D12.
Yeah.
9.
That's how much silver you have.
That's how much silver I have?
Yeah.
Not how much he owes me.
No.
Is a space?
There's resources on
the back page at the bottom right.
Ah, there we go. Okay. So I've got 9 on silver.
Wow, that is a loud old.
Presumably D8.
And you get a D8 in food and a D8 in water.
There's a D8.
Not And then, no, you don't roll those.
Oh, okay. So that's...
Of course, yeah.
D8 food and D8 water.
Okay. So, fighter.
Yep. You guys think of names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to...
So, my first, my pride, is 3.
Hold on. I'm just losing your fighter. Give me a moment. Your pride is 2?
3.
You never betray your friends.
Shame you don't have any.
That's why I don't have any.
Never betray.
I so want you to roll a 3 on Dark Secret.
Okay, let's see what happens then.
Okay, Dark Secret. I rolled a 2.
2. Secretly, you enjoy inflicting pain and injury on others.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure that's a secret.
That's not a secret.
No, not really. No.
That's a well-known fact.
No, but you really enjoy it.
What was 3?
Well, 3 was you killed a Rust brother and now you're wanted by them.
Okay.
And then I would have populated.
How many Rust brothers are there?
So there's 20 million.
Okay, then roll a D3 and choose a companion.
Okay, Tone, have you got a name yet?
I have, yes. Isambold Proudfoot.
Isambold. Isengard Isambold. Okay, D2.
D3. 3 Isambold Proudfoot is creepy. He must be up to no good.
I quite agree with you. Oh, dear.
It's funny because you keep hanging around me because you've
Because like, you're my ticket to fame and fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, then
do I get to
one or two?
That would be 1.
Andy's character is the weak link of the group. Can you teach him?
A lesson? We got a name yet, Andy?
Not yet. No,
oh, okay. No. So was it, yeah, he's the weak link.
We're already going to get on, aren't we?
No.
So you're creepy and he's a weak link. What the hell am I doing with you guys? So I think there's a real thing here with... Clearly, you know, you're not my friend, so I don't have to worry about betraying you.
Andy, there's some goblin names.
No,
there.
Yeah. Oh, right. Elmar, is it Harmer or Gormer? Should we take Gormer?
Gormer.
Gormer.
Okay.
Gormley. Gormer.
And then.
C O, what was it?
G O R M E R. And then there's. Some nicknames at the bottom of that for your profession.
What's your name? Gormer.
Gormer.
All right.
What am I?
If I'm going to have a wolf, I suppose. Are you going to let me have a wolf then? Or?
Yeah, I think we'll work that out in a moment.
Should we take? So take Blackmane then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gormer Blackmane.
Okay. What are my money and my dice for?
Oh, yeah, forgot stuff. That. Fighter.
My consumer.
What's your name again?
Isambold Proudfoot.
So you get D6 silver.
I get 5 silver. Okay.
And D8 of food, but only D6 of water.
Arrows?
No arrows.
Okay. Seeing I'm a horseback archer, do I get a bow as well? You gave it to Andy.
That's good. Yes, son.
So he should give it to me as well.
Yeah, he got arrows, didn't he?
Did you get arrows? Have you got any arrows?
No, but well, I'm like tough one of yours. It? No point being a horseback archer if I don't have a bow.
Well, I feel sorry for him. I feel he's slave to his emotions. He's slave to the fact that he's a murdering bastard.
You got a long sword, didn't you?
So I did can I get any weapons?
No.
So don't give halflings weapons.
I think this is using these random rolls.
Honest trader passing through Lee.
What a slave! These lads still needs little.
Still needs to be able to look after themselves.
What's your name, boss?
Tengrail.
However, there will be an opportunity for you to do some shopping.
Well, one piece of silver, marvellous.
Well, you're just going to thieve some more, don't you?
You're welcome, if you insist.
Do you have a nickname?
You go three some more, then you can pay me back. What you owe me?
I ain't paying you anything.
Where do I find nicknames?
There's a choice of nicknames.
Have you got them there?
Gravemaker.
Last time I lent money to a goblin.
Who said he lent it to me?
Poor well, man. Why would you? Anything. Why would you owe it to me otherwise?
You just seem to have this fit.
I'm gonna be known as the Reaper. So I have some armor.
Yes, you've got some good armor, chainmail, and a
so closed where helmet. Do I find the relevant ratings and stuff for those? Are they in the GM's guide or?
I think they're
at the back.
At the back.
Okay, what do we have here? Here we go. Yeah. So chainmail. Worth a lot of money. 24 silver. That isn't the stat, so that's about how to make it.
Is it in the combat section then?
I haven't looked at all the... this is all trade goods. Common services. Gear. So how many copper is it to a silver in this? Do you know?
I think it's a decimal.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it is. There's a box out somewhere.
Because it's got 18 copper there, which I guess makes more sense than putting 1 silver, 8 copper.
10 copper coins equal 1 silver, and 10 silver coins equal 1 gold.
Okay.
So you're buying things.
I'm trying to find the stats for my armour and my weapon, but... it's not in the tables at the end. Ah, here we go. Page 101. So a long sword. Okay, is +2 bonus. So like Coriolis, is that +2 dice?
Yes.
Gear bonus, yeah.
So they will be damage your 2 black dice.
Yep. Damage is 2. Range is obviously close. Heavy, edge-pointed, and parrying.
So what you got a sword of some sort, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I've got a sword. I've got a short bow, though.
Okay.
So did you want a weapon?
Yes.
No.
I did want a weapon.
No, that shouldn't be allowed.
So I think, I'm guessing this cost here is probably silver. So I think a knife or a dagger is 2 silver.
I bought some basic armor as well.
Yeah, I need to check my armor stats.
So what's the stats of...
I don't think you can buy anything.
You said I could go shopping earlier.
You
said I could go
in
shopping.
In the adventure you can go shopping.
I can't. Okay. Oh, come on, I'm...
Yeah,
in these dangerous lands. I've been in the Forbidden Lands. I would have armor and weapons.
So what's the stats
for shopping? That's not an unreasonable point, is it?
Just trying to find a short bow. Give me a moment. 104.
Okay, I've got them. So the stats, Andy, is +2 bonus.
Alright.
1 damage.
Alright.
Range is short.
Right, yeah.
And the feature is light. Which I think probably means it takes up half
a gear slot.
One of these gear slots.
Okay.
So,
so my longsword is heavy, so it takes up 2, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you can carry gear up to twice as many slots as twice your strength.
The stuff that the kind of writing stuff that I got is. So that's my scale, ink, quill, and parchment. Do they take up a...
That would count as tiny, wouldn't it?
I think they probably count as tiny.
Which means don't put them on that list.
I should put them somewhere else. Notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so my large shield and...
Do you remember, like, from Mutant Year Zero? Tone?
Yeah,
basically. It's the same dynamic. Okay, chainmail. Armor rating is 6. So my helmet rating is... Rest of me rating is 6.
What would be my rating for studded armour then?
Studded leather?
Mm.
Rating is 3.
3. What about a large shield?
Oh no, there is... large shield is +2 bonus. Ah, that's what it is. It's shield, isn't it?
That's your shield bonus, yeah. Yes.
Obviously I don't have a shield at the moment then. Surely I have a shield.
You got 5 silver, you can buy one at some point.
Yeah, it costs 6 silver though.
Yeah, I mean a knife. What do you mean? I mean a knife costs 2 silver.
This is all about resource management in this game.
Is it? God. Well, who's the richest one?
Well, I might be if people paid me the money they owed me.
Has anybody got any crafting skills?
Yes.
No.
I have crafting skills.
Right, with the right resources, you can make all sorts of stuff.
I've got a good crafting skill, in fact.
I should get crafting because I've got a good strength. Can I try crafting with even without skill, just yeah, based on the stat?
But you'll make pretty crap stuff.
Will I?
Yeah.
I'll have five dice.
Yeah, I think without a skill. Without, particularly without... there's a bunch of crafting talents making yeah, really good things.
Yeah. So I can make basic stuff.
But you
I
make pretty make basic stuff. But there's talents, a bunch of stuff. So in the equipment list at the back, it says what you need.
Yeah. To make things. Yeah. So there is a whole crafting element to the game, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Similar to sort of more like computer games, actually, in that sense. Okay.
So are you going to let me get some armour and a weapon?
No, I would say no.
No. Not to begin with.
I've been in Forbidden Lands. I know what the risks are.
You're a
shopkeeper, aren't you? You know?
Yeah, but I've been on a caravan into the Forbidden Lands. I know the dangers. Even having hired a guard, I would not
go
out.
Don't point at me when you say hired a guard. If you hire me, I want some cash, pal. And it won't be a couple of silver.
But I did hire you once.
Well, that's what Matt said. I'm not sure.
Right. So where are you now?
So you're really not letting me have an
option. I'm really not letting you until...
He's going back to being an evil GM. Isn't he?
Oh, is. I'm just following rules as written.
No, just being evil again.
It makes no sense narratively.
It doesn't make a lot of sense narratively, that's true. So have a biscuit.
Well, I'm going. I was going to leave the biscuits
for the GM, but not now.
But I'm so grumpy. So can the first thing we do, we go to the armour shop and weapon shop then?
You can... indeed, go to a village, find a blacksmith, and order some armour.
Bye. We can go. So the only scene can be us going shopping.
Right. That's then. What the adventure's all about. But where do you want to start on the map? I can zoom in on a closer map.
And we can start anywhere. Yeah. Have I got the map on here? Have you got a specific PDF of the map?
Yeah.
I must have one somewhere.
Ooh, that looks pretty.
So... Where do you reckon, guys? Where do we?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
And that map is, of course, zoomable.
Yeah. So the question is, do we want to go somewhere where there's lots of people? Because you're a shopkeeper. I guess with my empathy, I don't like people very much, so I want to avoid them.
Well, yes, I'm a trader, so I don't really want to avoid people because I want to buy and sell stuff.
Yeah. So basically, anywhere on here, we can magically. Drop our
village.
Yes,
so this is, if you like, where you split off in the caravan, which yeah. I imagine.
Well, I guess we could spend the rest of the afternoon deciding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shall we be here?
Yes.
Where's here?
There.
That kind of wooden shack thing, you mean?
No, I think that's a giant shopping mall.
Yeah?
Well, you can buy anything you want at very reasonable prices.
In fact, there's someone who's on a closing down sale. He's giving away all of his items. The first thing we could do is just go and get some money.
In fact, I'll just burn it down. I think I'll burn it.
Well, go and thieve some money for us, would you, Goblin?
Yeah, go and nick the money you owe me and pay me back.
I don't know where you decided I owe you money.
In the lee of the mountains, by the beautiful waters of...
Right.
Fast flowing, fish filled river.
Oh,
where I'm going to go and I'm going to fill up my water canteen. Matt.
Why have you got a water then?
I don't have a very high water. I'm going to fill up my water canteen at the river.
What have you got there for water then, boss?
D6.
Oh. Actually, I could feed his donkey to my wolf.
Yeah, so are you going to allow me to be a bit imaginative about my mount then? If I can loan it in
Elven Woods forever. I was looking that up actually. Give me a moment.
Because I was thinking I could have some kind of giant spider or something that I'd ride around on.
Giant spider.
Yeah.
Actually, we do need strength and agility to the mount, so we're going to...
Yeah, let me just have a quick look at...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call it Shelob.
My steed is the mightiest donkey the world has ever seen.
Called...
Several types of riding animals are described in Chapter 5 in the Game Master's Guide.
Turn out the mount's tougher than me, this will be.
It's not
not saying much, is it really?
Chapter 5. Talking about kin, and there's a kin here called Whiners. Well, that's us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So, the list includes bear, wolf, fox, and these aren't riding animals. Bear, wolf, fox, deer, boar, riding horse, war horse, which you can't have, donkey, which you've got.
What page are you on?
And canine warhound, which I will suggest is probably a riding hound.
What?
A canine warhound.
Can I? All right, okay.
I don't know, but I'm just going to make that rule now.
Right, okay.
Say about what page are you on?
This is on page 126.
Okay, sounds interesting.
So, donkey, first of all.
Oh, yes.
That has a strength of 3, an agility of 3, movement of 2, endurance of 2, and scout of 3. As skills, so, I should say. Move, endurance, and scout 3.
Okay, so this is... So move, endurance, and scout all at 3, yes?
No, move and endurance at 2, scout at 3.
So my donkey has better scouting skills than I have.
We need somebody to have some scouting.
Oh, I have scouting of 2.
I have scouting of 1.
I have scouting of 0.
What's your wits?
My wits is 3.
Okay, so you're our scout then.
My wits is 3. Also.
You're slightly better than I am on scouting.
Well, be careful, don't pay me too much for compliments here.
Movement, your donkey has movement of 2.
Yeah.
Kick, its weapon is kick, and it does 1 damage, and it's blunt damage. Your canine warhound, which we'll discover is not a riding beast at all at some point later on.
Most probably, yes, yeah.
When you try and ride it,
it breaks its back.
When it's a poodle.
Strength of 5, agility of 3.
Right.
Its skills are move 2, melee 3, scout 3.
Mm-hmm.
It has movement of 2.
Yeah.
Its attack is bite. It does 1 point of damage, and that's slashing damage.
Attack is bite, 1 point, okay, slash.
Do you want a boring old horse at the moment?
No, what I was thinking, having looked at it, I quite like the idea of...
Riding a deer?
Riding a deer, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, okay.
So that's quite elvish.
Yeah, so a great big, what do you call them? Stag.
Stag, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, horns. Then, cool. So that's strength 3. Agility yep. 4.
Yep.
It has move 4 and scout 4. I think this is the scouting is so it can do forage for itself.
Yeah.
Well, so it can go ahead and scout enemy positions for us.
Yeah. You got there. How many guards are there? What? It's falling down the well.
What do you say? It's only the goblin?
Okay.
What was that?
But hang on, yeah, it was funny. Was
that him? Yes, I agree. Was that you shut down the well before you left? Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Its movement is 2. Its attack is horns. It does 1 point
antlers,
of damage.
Antlers, please.
Antlers.
Get it right, yeah.
And they antlers do blunt damage.
So,
and it's the attack is.
It doesn't have a
melee
skill.
Attack, but it does damage 1.
Well, my hand has melee 3, so he'll be doing all the fighting.
Yeah.
Is it on the stand here? Yeah, you get it.
He's got 6 dice then. Agility of 3, melee of 3, or is combat strength?
No, it's strength. He has. Oh, he has 8 dice on attack.
Almost as good as me.
Yeah. Ravenland Tales is brought to you by fictionsuit.org and rpggods.org. Typefaces and graphics are Code by Font Fabric and Duval Outline by Paul Lloyd. Music is used with the kind permission of Free League Publishing.